own dynamic. So what we're going to do today is very different than what we did last week. I found this Tosas on the bottom of Kuf Dalet on the Beis extremely, extremely hard. I think I've read it dozens of times. And I think one of the brachos that Kadosh Baruch Hu has given me is that because I have an average head, an average intellect, I'm able to understand the average Talmud. So for me, I had to read over this many, many, many times, and I'm still not sure if I understand it. So what we're going to do is different than last time. Last time we developed different shitas according to how they read the Gemara and so on. What we're going to spend most of the time, not all, but most of the time doing is understanding how to read Tosos, then understanding Tosos' shitas, and then towards the end, comparing Tosos' shita to the Rambam and see a beautiful lamdus that Rav Soloveitchik had developed. And I'll introduce that, something that's connected to the writing of the Rav's Torah. Okay. We're a little bit behind schedule. We're on the bottom of Kuf Dalet on the Beis, and Mirtz Hashem, I'll try to tell you how we plan to keep pace. But on the bottom of Kuf Dalet on the Beis, the Gemara tells us the following. Tana Igra Chamua de Rabbi Abba, Of Gvina Necholim Bapi Korin. He taught that oaf and cheese could be eaten befgerus. Hu Tani La Vu Amr La. What does it mean, befgerus? That when it comes to chicken and cheese, no need for netilas yadayim, no need for kinuach hapeh. The Gemara is starting a little bit backwards. The Gemara didn't even introduce to us what kinuach hapeh is, and so on. Kach darka shel haTalmud. Even though really the Gemara only later on is going to tell us how it works, but for some reason the Gemara immediately jumps in and assumes we're familiar. You already learned it. The Gemara continues on, says, Rav Yitzchak Breidim Rishar She'iklu Ve'Ravashi. So we have a story. Rav Yitzchak, the son of Rav Sharshi, went to Ravashi, Isolate Gavina. They brought him cheese, Achel. He ate it. Isolate Bisra, Achel. They brought him meat and then he ate it. V'lo Mashi Yadei. And he didn't wash his hands. But both say, let's be medayik in the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't say that he didn't wash his hands, nor did Kenuach. The Gemara says particularly, Lo Mashi Yadayim. So that's, if you're taking notes, that would be diuk number one. Amrile. So they said to him, Vatani Igra Chamua de Rabbi Abba. Ofu Gvina Nechon Bapikorin. He was eating basar. So Rabbi, let's make sure we have all the variables clear over here. He was eating basar. So if he was eating basar, so then the Gemara asks, what, the only heter that we have on the books is by Ofu Gvina. By basar, we don't have the heter. Ofu Gvina in, basar Gvina lo. Amaluhu, so Rav Yitzchak responded, Hani mili belayla, alayu mama hachazina. When it comes to the daytime, so then in such a case, there's not going to be a need at all for any mashi yode. Okay, Rashi really does not tell us very much in our sukkah at all. Last week, Rashi, in three words, did everything for us. Here, Rashi in his few words are not going to help us, as I could see, in the issues that Tesis is going to raise. But nevertheless, read every holy word of Rashi. Bapi korin der hefker, shein anizer behen, ukin mefarish. Hutani kach kibla sidura mirabo. That's what he heard. That wasn't mean. It means not kinuach and hadacha. V'hu amadav upirish misvar shalo demaya pikurin, bilo kinuach hapeh. Now it's interesting. I don't have what to say on it, but Rashi immediately jumps to explain kinuach hapeh, and he doesn't explain the tilas yadayim. Rashi says, "Bilo kinuach hapeh shim zeh shim achol zeh ubikesh lechol zeh ein tzarich liyitol yadav ulekaneach." So in the deeper amaskel, below kinuach hapeh, but then Rashi says, "Ein tzarich liyitol yadav." I'm not sure why, unless Rashi is being short. Avol b'sar behema boi kinuach. When it comes to b'sar behema, there you need kinuach. Rashi doesn't say until she's dying over here. It says b'sar behema boi kinuach kidel kamon shlo yinid v'klum min arishon b'chanichav. Okay. Ad kan divrei ha-gemara. Comes along Tosis, and Tosis asks the most basic question. And when you start Tosis kasha, then you're like, okay, this should be a straightforward Tosis. Tosis asks a very, very basic question. Tosis asks, tema, it's a wonder. Heich de heichi parich migvina achar basar, a basar achar gvina. Tosfos asks that you have a very simple answer to the kasha. The answer to the question of what Rabbi Yitzchak did vis-a-vis the Braisa is very simple. Rabbi Yitzchak was eating cheese and then followed by meat. However, the Braisa, one could learn, is talking about when he had meat and then followed by cheese. Tema dehechi parak m'gvina achar basar, abasar achar gvina, Rabbi Yitzchak gvina achar kach basar. They're fundamentally different. So why in the world did the Gemara not make this distinction? That's, the question is so strong, Tosis has to do somersaults. Tosis has to create new assumptions. And I think there's a, for Kol HaBasar, there's a record of assumptions over here that Tosis is going to make. And that's why first what we're going to do is try to just explain Tosis' words and then analyze all of Tosis' assumptions. But Tosis asked that you would have had a simple answer. To answer that question, it's a really, really hard question to answer. So because of that, and that's why Tosis starts out Tema, and because of that, Tosis is going to need to create many fascinating assumptions that are going to have profound implications for Hilchos Hamtana and Hilchos Basar B'Chalav. Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Shehakol Niyeh B'Dvarei. And for Tosis, V'yesh Leimar, Dahachi Parach. This is the question. The Braisa de Igra Mashma, Oif Ugvina Necholin Bapikorin, Belinatias Idaim, Ubelo Kinuach HaPeh. The Braisa of Igra is Mashma that Oif and Gvina don't need anything. Avoshar Basar, Boi Nitilo Kinuach HaPeh. But meat in general does need. And now, in other words, what Igra had spoken about was chicken, not meat. Mashma, that chicken is on one side, and basar is the opposite. The chiddush was that chicken could be bapikorin. Basar needs kinuach and adacha. And here is the beautiful chap of Tosis. Vehechidon. And this is the Gemara's kasha. What exactly are we talking about? E basar tchila. Afilu b'nitila v'kinuach lo sagi atzudach risi. Then nitila and kinuach would not be enough, because you need sudach risi. Kida amar b'samuch. What's Tosis referring to? Kida amar b'samuch. The Gemara says on kufei amir aleph, gufa amar of chizda. The Gemara tells us that the halacha is that one needs to wait to suuda achrisi. One needs to read to suuda achrisi. The Gemara quotes Mar Ukva, and the Gemara says that a suuda achrisi is going to be mutter in contrast to Mar Ukva, who would wait the whole day from going from basar to chalav. So says Tosos, if we're talking about going from basar to chalav, then kinuach and adacha is not going to be a matir. So it can't be that the masa umatan is in regards to basar and then chalav. Ve'echidam, I basar tchila fil benitu kinuach losagi atzudeh chrisi kedam besamach. Elolav agvina tchila, but must be that we're talking over here about gvina that came first. Oh, so according to Tosos, we already have pshat in the Shaklavatari of the Gemara. The Shaklavatari of the Gemara is in regards to gvina ubasar, and according to the first day of Tosos, the question is: wait a second. Rav Yitzchak, why didn't he do kinuach and adacha, even though he was going from gvina to basar? Because at the end of the day, even though basar is more chamer than gvina, going from basar to gvina is more chamer, but gvina to basar is also chamer. Why? Because the braisa is only matir ofen gvina. It's not matir basar and gvina. But not only is it not matir basar gvina, the braisa must be talking about, this is critical, Rabosai, the braisa must be talking about gvina to basar, not basar to gvina, because kinuach and adach itself wouldn't be matir. Now Tosas Akasha, let's be able to read every word in Tosas. V'had nakat hacha basar ugvina. Tosas asks, but wait a second, the mashmos of Igra was not that way. The mashmos of Igra was ofu gvina versus basar and gvina. So it sounds like we're talking about that order. Basar first. Lo dak. You have to say that's not meduyik. El gvina basar lo. No, it's not. The order is not important. You can't be medayik, but gvina and basar does not require kiniach anadacha. Period. So first of all, in writing out the Milos and Chesronos of Tosis' first pshat, we would say that a chisaron in Tosis' pshat is, Tosis makes the lashon lav dafka. The seder basar lufnei gvina is lav dafka. That would be a chisaron, if you will, in Tosis' pshat. Continues Tosas. And then he concludes, what about cases of oaf when you have gvina first? Va'agav the maski b'braisa oaf tchila, nokin nami hacha basar tchila, u'braisa nokat oaf tchila, da'filu oaf tchila nechol b'afikorin. Says Tosos, the Braisa of Igra wants to tell us that if you have O first, so then in such a case you could eat it Papi Korin. There isn't a requirement of Kinuach and Hadacha. So comes along the Gemara, and the Gemara then, according to Tosos, is asking in a case of when you have Gvina V'Acher Kach Of, or Gvina V'Acher Kach Basar, what is the Halacha going to be? So what emerges is as follows. We say that Gvina Basar needs Kinuach V'Hadacha. The source for it is the Shakavatari of our Gemara. Shakavatari of our Gemara tells us in the Hava Mina, we said, wait a second, how could it be the Rabbi Yitzchak did it this way? So the answer is the Rabbi Yitzchak is B'Yamama, and then Eino Chanami B'Yamama, there might be room to say that you don't need it, but we're talking, but in general, it's going to need it. However, you can't infer in regards to Bisar and then Gvina, because Bisar and Gvina, in that order, when you have Bisar and Gvina, then in such a case, there you need Su'uda Achrisi, Kinuach and Hadacha is not going to be enough. What happens when you have Chalav first? So then in such a case, Gvina v'Chalav, the Halacha is, that's going to be Mutter. And the reason why Tosa said that we had it in that order, in other words, that we had the order of Ov first, is to tell us that filu Ov tchila, even if those come first, then in such a case it could be eaten ba'api korin, then in such a case it's going to be mutter. Yes, Chaim?
Gvina v'chalav, meaning Ov, right?
Yeah.
Does it just say Gvina v'chalav like that? That's what they're always
saying. Gvina v'chalav. Yes. If that's our only mistake, then we're going to be in good shape.
I think it's Ofu Gvina.
And the next one is Gvina V'Of, Basar Gvina.
V'Of should be
Ofu Gvina.
So
that's
the Rambam doing
Sheshos. Nechon. So we need, over here, we're going to have the Rambam Sheshos is going to be Ofu Gvina, and the other one's going to be Gvina V'Of. What's that?
Chisaron of Tosos in the
Milos
category.
Oh, okay. There we go. So that's okay, because we had Chisaron over there. Okay. Let's continue on. We'll switch that later. Okay. Continues Tosos. V'Rabbeinu Tam Mefarish. Rabbeinu Tam goes on and he says differently. V'chein halachos gedolos. De'achal basar, osur lechol gvina. That this one we learn that when you eat basar, and then it's followed subsequently with gvina, haynu belo nitila v'kinuach. Avo benitila v'kinuach shari. So Tosas disagrees in this category. Tosas disagrees with the case of basar u'gvina. And even though the first day in Tosas says you need su'da achrisi, Rabbeinu Tam says, "Achav v'kinuach ha'adacha, the halacha is that's going to be mutter." That's premise number one. So in my Tosos, I wrote a one above that line. That's premise number one of Tosos. Achol gvina, and if you eat cheese, mutter lechol basar, af below nitila v'kinuach. That would be pashut, that if you have cheese, so then in such a case it's going to be mutter. That's a dar pashut. That's going to be mutter. Now Tosis asks a kash on himself. Umar ukva delo achol su'uda achrisi, and mar ukva that didn't eat another su'uda. So wait a second. What's Tosis doing here? Tosis is asking a kasha on this box. Tosis is asking, wait a second. Why is it that Mar Ukva says that you need Suda Achrisi? Hainu below Nitila V'kinuach must be that we have to be Mokim that it was without Nitila V'kinuach. So that would be a Chisara in this shot. The chisaron over here is going to be that you have to be matchik mar ukva shalom nata. That'll be a weakness on Rabbeinu Tam's pshat. Hainu below nitila v'kinuach. Inami machmer al atzma haya. Ula perusho kasha. Yes,
Yochanan. Can you also ask al machmer atzma that the fact that he said compared to my father, you could say he's not being machmer on himself.
Nachon, very good. It's a good ha'ara. Yo's pointing out that that's difficult as well, also to say machmer al atzmo haya, because at the end of the day, it was his father who was machmer al atzmo, not he himself. Yafeh. Ulaperusha kasha. But Tosis asks, but this pshat, you come back to Tosis' original question. May parechacha arav yitzcha. Then what was the kasha on Rav Yitzchak? Tosis' whole pshat, and I'm not going to go through the whole Chad Gadya, but Tosis' the whole pshat, well, we will when we go to the board, but Tosis' whole pshat was predicated on assumptions that were different than Rabbeinu Tam's explanation. And therefore, you have a simple answer to the Gemara's kasha, and that is that when it came to the case of Rav Yitzchak, that was first gvina, then basar. And Igra is talking about a case of basar and then gvina. Therefore, Tosis learns the following. V'tzarech loymar l'peirushay d'le'inyin netilas yedayim ein chiluk bein basar tchila l'gvina tchila u'legabe kinuach dafka yesh chiluk. Says Tosis, you're not going to be able to give a simple answer and say that what we're talking about is simply another order. Because it only makes sense to say that it makes a difference whether you did chala first versus basar if you're talking about kinuach. But if you're talking about hadacha, so then in such a case, it would be necessary both whether you have gvina first or whether you have basar first. Hence the Gemara asks, the Gemara says, wait a second, you see from here that Igra holds that you don't need to do hadacha in both instances, whether you have gvina or basar. Because hadacha, there's no reason to be mechalik between the two. What's the reason, Rabbo Sai? What's the svar of Tosos? Just to make sure we have pashup shad and Tosos. Why would it be that when it comes to kinuach, there we would be mechalik between the order, but when it comes to gvina and when it comes to hadacha, then the order is not going to be important. So l'chura it's pashut. When it comes to basar, so then in such a case it makes sense that basar first, you'll have basar bein hashinayim, as the Gemara is going to tell us. And therefore, if you have the basar first, then it makes sense to need kinuach. If you have the gvina first, there's no gvina bein hashinayim. So in such a case, there is no need of kinuach. However, if we're talking about what's on your hands, so on your hands, the gevina or the basar will be the same thing on your hands, because there were choshesh for the shamnunis. So therefore, being choshesh for the shamnunis, it's not going to make a difference of which order it's going to be. Hence the shakla v'tarya, the Gemara. Hence the Gemara comes along and says, wait a second, Rebbe Yitzchak, you didn't do netilas yadayim. You, Rebbe Yitzchak, didn't do netilas yadayim. Why didn't you do netilas yadayim? Didn't Igra teach us that the rule is that by basar, the halacha is you need to do netilas yadayim because only of gvina he said bapi korin. But when it comes to the other case, then you would need. Well, that's only regards to ofen gvina, but by basar, you would have to, even if you had gvina first, then in such a case, you would still need hadafa. Oh, so in Rabbeinu Tam, we have the following, the shaklut arya is in within gvina ubasar, but it's not as coarse as the first day in Tosos, that we're talking about kinuach and adacha, because ein echanami, when it comes to kinuach and adacha, you could have been mechalek between whether you have basar first or gvina first. Hence, Tosus learns that in Rabbeinu Tam learns that we're talking about hadacha velo kinuach. I apologize, but I don't apologize to the Talmidim that it was pashut, that all this was pashut to, because I think even if it's pashut, if it's a little bit complicated, it's always kedai to do it again. In the words. Let's continue on. Let's go through all the words it tells us. So far, so good, Rabbi Osai? Yeah? Va'olam nagu shelo lechol gvina achar basar klal. The custom of the world is not this way. Va'fil achar ha'of. Va'af agad etani yigra of gvina echon bapikarim. Dimashma of tchila. The minig ha'olam is like whom, Rabbi Osai? What's Tosis doing over here? Tosis is explaining Shitas.
Rambam.
No, we're not yet at the Rambam yet. Tosis is right now explaining according to Rabbeinu Tam. According to Rabbeinu Tam, who says that the halacha is a achar v'kinuach v'adacha, it's going to be mutter. So why is it that people don't? Why is it that people don't eat after kinuach and adafka? Dilma mishum desavar basar of bichalav lavda raisa v'lo kaimelon hachi. So they're going to be. Wait. I'm sorry. I'm binyamin. I didn't follow what you meant by the Rambam. Let's start again. Va'olam nagu shelo lechol gvina achar basar klav afilu achar of. People are more machmir when it comes to oaf, even though we said that when it comes to oaf, the halacha is that kinuach and adacha is going to be enough. Correct. Shita Saram, correct. You're right. Va'af agav detani igra oaf u'gvina nechon v'kipapi korin demasho of tchila dilma mishum desavar basa oaf b'chalav lav d'oraisa lo kaimelon hachi. That they hold that basa oaf b'chalav is not min haTorah, and we don't paskin that way. We paskin that it is daraisa. From this Tosis is mashma that he holds that basar of v'chalav is min haTorah, like we saw last time from Tosis on Kufyu Gimel Amud Aleph. Then Tosis continues umiyakasha braisa de igra kamak. But then we igra sheet is going to be difficult. Ikra Rabbi Yosi Aglili, if we're following Rabbi Yosi Aglili, ha'af lechatchila shari levashel v'lechol zet mzek kedam lekamon. The mekomo shab yosei gli haya ochen baser v'of bechalav. Gord Rabbi Yosei Glili, everything is mutter. V'iki Rabbi Akiva, and if we're following Rabbi Akiva, havel misnei chaya bahadi of. And if we're mentioning going within Rabbi Akiva, so then Igor should have said chaya because chaya is also the rabbanan. V'dochik la mida kibeishamai darmi of olav einanecha. And it's difficult to say that we're following Shitas Beishamai, who says that Of is not Nechal. Umiyu Ashka Nami Lura Blazer at Sadik, the Sanya Betosefta Kibe Shamai. Maybe it is following Shitas Be Shamai. Inami Ki Rabbi Akiva, Vinokat Of Mishum de Shriach, or else we're following Shitas Rabbi Akiva, because Of is Shriach, Vuhudin Chaya, Dachi Kamel Il. Ha Of Asamid Araisa, Kemand Lok Rabbi Akiva, Vavilay the Minkat Nami Chaya. There are times where we say Of, and we mean to include Chaya as well. Then Tosa says, Rabbeinu Tam Mifarish, says Tosas, ultimately Rabbeinu Tam gives an entirely different shot why it mentions of and not chaya, because of will only be able to be makel. In the cases that were makel over here, by Of Gvina and Gvina and Of, those cases are only because Of doesn't stick to both the hands and the Chanita. So therefore, Chaya, which does, because it's more of a stronger type of meat, in such a case, Tosa says, we would be Machner. Tov. Ad kan, every single word of Tosos, and I think we were b'siyata d'shmaya able to explain the Tosos inside. In the next few minutes, I'd just like to analyze with you, where does Nekudas HaMachlokis start? In other words, up until now, what we did was the Mailos and Chesronos of each pshat. I want to just emphasize what I did spell out in terms of the Maila. Another Maila in Rabbeinu Tam's pshat is actually, and this Rav Gidon pointed out to me, I'm indebted to Rav Gidon, he helped me a lot in this Tosos, is that the Gemara, when it describes the need of doing something between Rav Yitzchak's eating of cheese, what did the Gemara say? Achal velo moshe yudayu. It says he ate and it didn't wash his hands. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it's beautiful. Lo moshe yudayu. The diyun is about hadacha. The diyun is not in regards to kinuach. According to Tosos, that said that the whole question is in regards to kinuach and hadacha by gvinu basar. So then it's a little bit shver. Why did the Gemara emphasize lo moshe yudayu? The Gemara should have also as well just spoken about the kinuach. But according to Pshat Rabbeinu Tam, that's a real maila in Rabbeinu Tam's Pshat that says lo moshe yadayu, and it doesn't say anything in regards to the kinuach. And maybe what I was asking in Rashi, maybe Rashi is also connected to this. I don't know. I didn't know. Rashi seemed to emphasize more the kinuach as opposed to adacha. That was my tzarchi and why it didn't work out if that connects to this discussion. Yes, Leon.
Just to point out for me,
okay.
Just the point of, like,
so and therefore, what are you saying?
I'm saying in terms of reward of kinuach and hadacha, and whether the machlokas was right to hadacha, like some Rishonim think that the question of hadacha is just a question of washing your mouth out with water.
Uh-huh.
And the question is just with tefillah sedayim specifically.
Beautiful. And lo moshe yudayu works into that deal. Just helps that tefillah sedayim is a separate root, and it's a separate world.
Yeah.
In other words, that's what you're driving at. According to Rabbeinu Tam, there's room to say, yafeh mod, there's room to say that tefillah sedayim is a separate world, and kinuach means to clean out your teeth, and l'hadacha means to wash out. So then it could be mamish that this, then you're right, I'm a kabbal that maybe we should erase the word hadacha and put the word netila in its place, because that would work according to Rabbeinu Tam, and then it's an entirely different world when it comes to gvina and then basar. Beautiful. Okay, yeah?
I don't think necessarily it's a yisarun for first answer to Tosfos that the Gemara only says Masay Adayu, because that was the mitzvah of the case. The case was that he didn't wash his hands, and it was Lishitaso because it was the daytime and you wouldn't need to wash your hands in the day, but he probably did, according to Tosfos, he did Hadach.
Ah, okay.
The point is he definitely did Hadach and he didn't do Netila because during the day.
You mean Kinuach? Kinuach, you mean?
I'm saying he did Kinuach Hapeh.
Right.
The Metzias was,
but he didn't do Netila.
And it's Lishitaso because Metzias is that you don't need to do it during.
Right. In other words, Tosfos is going to say the reason that ultimately Lo Moshe Yudayim is just emphasizing that he didn't do the Netilas Yudayim during the day. What would Tosfos say?
I'm saying the point is he did the
Kinuach. I understand. You're saying that it's emphasizing that he didn't do Netilas Yudayim. But the Hava Mina, I don't know if it fits so well in the Hava Mina and the Maskana. Has a fit back into the Hava Mina versus the Maskana? All right, well, let's work on that afterwards. I hear your point that you could learn Lo Moshe Yudayim means he did Kinuach and Adacha, he didn't do Netila because it was a day. But is that going to fit according to Tosfos Aliba de Maskana? I don't know if that's what Aliba de Maskana, that at night, that in general you don't need Kinuach and Adacha, but when do you need it? You need it at night.
There's only netila that's mechalik between night and day. There's no chilek between night and day for anything but netila.
And that's what Tosfos is going to say is the maskanas hagemara.
Right. Yeah, I think we've come out like that. I think the Rambam the Rambam definitely doesn't. But the only chilek in it.
Rambam is going to be different. I hear. I need to think it through, but I hear where you're going. Okay. Rabosai, why did Tosos learn one way? Why did Rabbeinu Tam learn a different way? And then maybe we can understand also the Shitas HaRambam. So it would seem to me that the Tosos turns on this category, Basar Ugvina. In other words, Tosos elegantly, in the first day, elegantly has an answer to the kasha of why is it that we're not mechalik between the order. And Tosos says, because at the end of the day, you can't say that what the Braisa is talking about is Basar Ugvina. Why can't you say that the Braisa is talking about Basar Ugvina? Because Kinuach and Adacha is not going to be matching you. So therefore, the Braisa must also be talking about Gvina and Basar. And therefore, if the Braisa is talking about Gvina and Basar, so then you have a good kasha with Rav Yitzchak. That's how the whole Tosas turns. Tosas turns on that Hanacha. If once you have that Hanacha, so then you're going to be able to learn that into the sugya. Then the whole question now could be understood. It's a kasha in regards to Gvina Basar. That's going to be the kasha on Rav Yitzchak. And you're going to be forced to learn that the Braisa is talking about Gvina Basar. That's how Tosas learns. And that's how Tosas is going to answer the question. Rabbeinu Tam, fundamentally different, disagrees. Rabbeinu Tam says, no. He says, the halacha is that by Basar and Gvina, Kinuach and Hadacha works. Kinuach and Hadacha works. So the machlokis, it could very well be, starts from a place of svara of whether you could be answered Tosas's kasha by pushing the braisa of Igra into the case of Gvina v'achar kach Basar. That Rabbeinu Tam says you can't. And the first day of Tosas says that you can. To the point then that Rabbeinu Tam, Eitan is pushing in a different direction. Maybe Eitan Liad are pushing me in another direction. But this is the what when I read the Tosas, the first thing I thought is that in contrast to making this whole new chiddush of Netila v'lo Kinuach, etc., to create this new difference between Netila versus Kinuach, Tosas just says, why do you need to do that? The stira is going to be within the case of Gvina v'achar kach Basar. That's going to be the problem. And therefore, Tosas says, I've got a simpler approach. The first day of Tosas comes along Rabbeinu Tam, and Rabbeinu Tam says that's wrong. Kinuach and Adacha is going to be matter even when it comes to Basar and Gvina. So then he doesn't have an answer to the kash, and therefore he needs to create this new category of Hadacha below Kinuach. So after cheshmaning every word on Tosas, we now have an understanding of what turned in Tosas's kasha. Yes, Zach.
So, Rabbeinu Tam doesn't have an issue with the kasha on Rav Yitzchak?
Correct. Because what Rabbeinu Tam says...
He says that Hadacha is needed, so our Netila.
Exactly. The kasha is going to be, within the world of Netila, there's going to be no reason to be mechalik between the order, and hence...
Netila, so that
correct. And hence Tosas has that... Hence Tosas has that kasha. Hence the Gemara has the kasha and its teretz. Okay. Tov. L'chura, that's the crux of the issue. Now the Rambam is sheet number 3, and this will help us advance the lumdus of the sugya. The Rambam, let's read the Rambam's 3 halachos that pertain to this discussion. Let's take a look at Halacha Chav Vav, Halacha Chav Zayin, Halacha Chav Ches. I tried to send a message to the guys to bring a Rambam. I see some of you have the Nose of Hadar. If you don't, try to look on with somebody else. There's another Rambam here if anybody would like. There we go. Okay. Says the Rambam, Perek Tes Halacha Chav Vav. Mi she'achal gvina o chalav tchila, muter lechal achara basar miyad. If you have gvina or chalav first, then you're allowed to eat the basar immediately. V'tzarech sheyediach yada v'kaneach piv bein ha-gvina u'bein ha-basar. Says the Rambam, if you have gvina, So then in such a case, you need kinuach and hadacha. Notice the Rambam is not mechalek between day or night. Rambam says you need kinuach and hadacha. Ubameh ikaneach piv, bepas, o beperus, ubolon, o polton, umikol mekanchen es apas, chutz mitmarim, o kemach, o yirokos, sheine elu mekanchen yofa. Says the Rambam, bameh dvarim amurim, bibsar behema o chaya, bsar behema or chaya. Probably the Rambam put chaya in because of what Tosus had said, that chaya sticks more than of. Avon acha basar of acha shachot lina o chalav, ein tzach lo kinu achav tev lo netil sidayim. If you have gvina va'of, so then in such a case, then the halacha is, you could do it without any kinuach. So that's the one case that everybody agrees. Halacha chafches, the Rambam says, Misha achal basar b'tchila, beim b'sar behema, beim b'sar ov, lo ye'achal achrav cholav, ad sh'yishe b'inein k'dei shir su'uda acheres, v'hu kemo she'shos m'pnei ha'basar shel b'in ha'shinayim, she'ein asar b'kinuach. Comes along the Rambam, and the Rambam says that when we're dealing with ofen gvina, he says it's the same thing like basar. Same thing like basar. Here the Rambam is different than the other Rishonim. Here the Rambam puts psar of into the same category of basar behema. The mashmos in our Gemara is really not that way. Mashmos in our Gemara is that when it comes, both according to the first day of Tosfos and Rabbeinu Tam, is that when it comes to Besar Of, so then in such a case, Kinuach HaDacha is going, would work, and according to many, there'll be cases where you don't even need Kinuach and HaDacha. Yet the Rambam over here says that that in such a case, it'll be mutter only after Sheish Shos. And Binyamin pointed out, as we were reading the Tosas very, very well, that the Tosas makes reference to this Shita, when Tosas says, "V'olam nagu shel lechol gvina achar b'sar klal v'filu achar of." That's correct, that Tosas made reference to that Shita as being the Shita's minig ha'olam. So, if you read the Shakla Tariq Gemara, there's really nothing compelling the Rambam Shita. There's nothing within the Shaklavatari that compels. If you take a look in the Ramban does say that the Rambam learns the Shaklavatari of the Gemara like the first day of Tosis. And that's true. He learns like the first day of Tosis. But at the end of the day, you don't need to go so far as to say that sheishos, that you have to wait. You don't need to go so far as to say sheishos. According to the Gemara's Teretz, then there's room to argue, even when you have oh first, so then in such a case, kinuach and adacha is going to work by laila, and beyom, there's room to say that everything is going to be mutter. So what's compelling the Rambam's shita? So here, let me pass around. Rav Reichman Shlita asked me to share with you the Rav's Torah that he's writing up. I want to emphasize, this is one set, this is page one, on the back I mentioned before, but you could ignore that, and this is two and three. So going around in two different directions. So there is already another Sefer, Rav Konigsberg has done the Rav Shurim in Shiurei Arav, and this is in the process. We were working on it over the summer, and definitely Shua and Binyamin were working on it. I asked me for it, so they were working on it. It seems to me that the first three or four pieces are really one shear from Rav Soloveitchik. He connects it to a very interesting diuk in Rashi that I'll mention shortly. And basically he has one theme that he uses to explain a chakira that we're going to touch on to explain the Shitas HaRambam, and he connects it to other issues as well. But because the Sefer is in its gestation, I'd like to argue that that there are things that need to be filled in that aren't written over here that maybe we'll fill in together. First of all, just to pique your interest about reading the first piece, if you take a look, Rashi, that we weren't medayik on in the Mishnah, Rashi Dibar Maskal Asr Lalo. So Rabbi Osei, I'm going to a different issue that has nothing to do with Tosis and the Rama. I just wanted to share, pique your interest about something else. If you take a look at Rashi Dibar Maskal Asr Lalo, so we said it's Asr to put meat and cheese on the same table. Dilma Asr Lemechlinu Ki Adadi Dikonagi Ubali Mehadadi. Why does Rashi say there has to be Bali Mehadadi? Rashi could have just said, if you take a look at the chshash in the Gemara, it's a chshash, aser lalos, that you're going to come to cook it together. Why does Rashi say, dekonogi uboli me'adadi? What is Rashi emphasizing that they're boli me'adadi? So the pshat that we're about to say, we're going to see that Rav Soloveitchik will use the way we're explaining the Rambam to explain Rashi as well. On Kuf Hei Yom Rav, we are going to see an interesting machlokas between the Rambam and Tosos. In Tosos Dibar Maskel L'Seuda Achrisi, Tosos says that any time you have a hefsek between a fleishik dik meal and a milchik dik meal, you're allowed to eat milchiks. That's Shitas Tosos on Kufei Amid Aleph. That's how Tosos learns. The Rambam that we just read disagrees. The Rambam says, "Vuhu kimo sheishos." The Rambam says that you have to wait 6 hours. That's what the Rambam writes. What's the nekuda samachlokus between the Rambam and Tosis? So the Rav suggested, I think this part makes a lot of sense. And for this itself, Dayenu, it's an important way for us to look at the schema of the Shitas HaRishonim, is that it seems that according to Tosos, the shiur of Hamtana between Basar B'chalav, which is a Din D'Rabbanan, is a shiur in the Gavra. In other words, we want the Gavra to be separated from Basar B'chalav, and therefore the way we do it is in terms of a shiur of the length of the Seuda. If the chshash was that within 6 hours, basar bein hashinayim was a din in the cheftza of basar b'chalav, so then that would be so, then it seems to be very, very arbitrary. Because, Rav Nevinzahl told me, in Germany, they had 5 meals, and they had a short window in between each one of those meals. Rameven Yavin, that's going to help us within the Ramah's shita, where the Ramah quotes those who say that the window is very, very small. In some places, the window is going to be small, and in some places, the window is going to be large. Depends how often the person eats. If it's going to be a cheftza, that within 6 hours, it's called a cheftza of basar v'chalav, so then in such a case, how could you be mechalik between se'uda l'se'uda? So it could very well be that the Balei Tosfos hold that the halacha, the dine dirabbanan in general, notice my words in general, that's going to be important, dine dirabbanan in general were created as isurei gavra. Okay. However, it could be that the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam holds that the sheishos, and therefore the halacha is that it's going to be an isur cheftza. In other words, for the din d'rabbanan was created that whenever you have a chshash of basar b'chalav, then we turn that into a din of cheftza basar b'chalav. Something as far as 5 hours in between, or Reb Chaim, by the way, said that kishay shows, you should know this, Reb Chaim said kishay shows means 5 hours or more. That's what, right. You see the Rambam who kemoshe shows. In the Frankel it's kemoshe shows. I think in the older edition it says kishe shows. So 5 hours or more. So 4 hours. We're not going to go against Reb Chaim. So in 4 hours, that's still a cheftza basar b'chalav. We treat it as one cheftza basar b'chalav. Yes, Avram.
Isn't there just like an easier way to say it? That Tysus thinks that it's been a hacker. So you did that.
Wait, I didn't get the Tysus yet. Just talk to me about the Rambam.
And the Rambam just thinks it's practical.
Oh, you? Oh, no, you, I'm sorry. You're talking about the Tosfos on Kufei Amud Aleph.
Yeah,
go ahead.
It's just yeah. Hesek. You can't. That's
right.
Hecker that you can't
right. Do. Right. And Tosfos holds it's a hecker.
It's practical that meat stays in your teeth.
Ain't a chenami. Avram is saying that he would have said a different shot. He would have said, no, I like it. I like it. He says, no. According to the Rambam, we're concerned about basar being mixed with milk, in the sense that there is a shame basar for six hours, and therefore you need to make sure that the basar is gone. According to Tosfos, it's not that we're really, really concerned about the basar that's bein hashinayim, that you're somehow you're going to imbibe both of them, but rather what you need to do is a hacker. Am I characterizing what you're saying correctly?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Ein hachanami. Rav Soloveitchik didn't say it this way to explain.
Isn't this just behind?
By the way, I'm going to get to Mirza Shem next week. We're going to discuss. We're going to discuss Basar Bein Hashinayim. So eventually, we're going to get to that. I'm just giving you Rav Soloveitchik's pshat and what the Nekudas HaMachlokas over here is between the Rambam and the Bali Tosfos. And I just want to add in pshat, there was nothing that compelled the Rambam within pshat to learn that you need sheishos. There's nothing that compelled the Rambam. Wait a second. I want to hear what you have to say in a second, Avram. Comes along Rav Soloveitchik and he suggests, if that's so, this machlokus is connected to this machlokus. By the way, this is the way I understood. I didn't discuss this with Rav Reichman. This is my understanding of what he's saying in the notes. These two machlokios are connected. Dainu. That when it comes to the din of the din derabbanan, basar of bechalav. So basar of bechalav, every time you have an iser derabbanan, we turn it into a cheftza of basar bechalav. So if that's so, the gzeira of of is going to also be, once of is aser, so then in such a case, of has to borrow all the dinim of basar bechalav. Doraisa, because we turned it into a chefza of basar b'chalav. So the Rambam Lishitaso holds that the dine derabbanan become a chefza of basar b'chalav. While the Bali Tosfos hold no. The Bali Tosfos holds that stays in a state of Nisir Gavra. If it's a state in Nisir Gavra, oh, what do we need according to the Bali Tosfos? All we need is separation. So as long as you have some separation between the Of and the Gvina, so then in such a case it's going to be mutter. That's going to be the shita of the Bali Tosfos. So if you take a look, the Rav understood that the separation is going to be, if it's eino nidbak biyadayim, the moment in which it's not nidbak biyadayim, then by definition you've been separated. That's all you need. All you need is a separation. So if it's not nidbak biyadayim, that's a separation, that's enough. When it comes to basar b'chalav, then because it is nidbak biyadayim, then you need a different thing, and that is a suda achrisi. But not as Avram and the Rav agree, that not that the pshat, that the basar b'chalav is going to have a new cheftz of iser that we're choshesh that's going to come together. No, either a heker or an iser gavra, however you're going to say it. So the moment in which you've separated between them, the Rav's chiddush was that if it's not nidbak biyadayim, then already you have a separation between the two. You've separated between the two, then that's going to be enough. But if you hold the Yisurei Derabbanan become Nisr Chafza, so then in such a case, then there's room to say that just like the Chiyuv of Amtana or Sheishos, is that there's an Isr Chafza for Sheishos, so too the same is going to apply in regards to the halacha of, according to the Rambam, the halacha of chicken as well. The hainu, that just like there's a din of sheishos, so too there's going to be a din of treating it as an iser chefza, to a point that's going to have the din of sheishos. I agree with Avram. I agree with Avram in the sense that this explanation to say that basar, the din of hamtane is a chefza of basar b'chalav, is not necessarily muchrach within the Rambam. What it does for our sugya is it does create, the Rambam doesn't fit nicely into our Gemara. Rambam really does not fit nicely into the Gemara. Because as all the Bali Tosfos, you take a look, the Ramban points out that The Rambam will clearly learn like the first day of Tosas. I didn't spell that out in the Ramban, but take a look at the Ramban. He'll say they'll learn like the first day of Tosas. But the first day of Tosas did not go so far. So then the question begs itself, what is it that's unique? So if you're going to use this pshat, the Basar of Bechal becomes a Chafsa, so then in such a case, then that would help us. And the Rav thought that was the uniform rule. Go ahead, fire away, Yeshua.
I just don't understand why you're saying two different things. As in, the Rav is just saying what's behind the focus of why one holds its accurate and why one holds it.
No. When you say you basically mean me and Avram, right?
Yeah. As
in, okay. So Avram and I are suggesting that if we were learning the sugya, what we would have said was the Nekudas HaMachlokas between the Rambam and Tosas is entirely different. According to Rambam, for some reason, the moment in which you have Basar Bein Hashinayim and Chalav, that's going to be a problem. That's going to be the Gzeir. And therefore, for 6 hours, we're Choshesh for Basar Bein Hashinayim. While according to Tosos, no. According to Tosos, all you need is some type of Heker. And the moment you have a Heker, so then you don't have to be concerned.
Why does one say you need a Heker, and why does one say it's an issue having, you still have a Basar Bein Hashinayim?
You don't need to say. You could say a bunch of different reasons. You could say that the reason that we're concerned Basar Bein Hashinayim is that if you're going to have Basar Bein Hashinayim and people are going to see that there's Basar Bein Hashinayim, so then they're going to come to be Matir Basar B'chalav. While Tosas says, no, that's not my concern. The only time that I'm concerned that people are going to come to have Basar B'chalav is when they have Suda, if it's Osa Suda, if it's Besuda Achrisa, they don't have that Chash. You don't need to automatically go to such extreme lamdos to say that Basar B'chalav means that it turned into a Darabanan of a Chefza Basar B'chalav. I don't think you have to go that far automatically. You could, but you don't have to.
I'm just saying that I think it sounds like that the Rav is just giving a svara for that distinction.
But that's what I'm saying. I don't agree. I don't agree that
it doesn't have to be the svara. I'm saying it's a svara.
It's a svara. No, but what Avram was driving at is once you say it that way, then that svara is not very compelling. It's not very compelling to say that Basar Bein Hashinayim equals a Chefza Basar B'chalav and Seuda is an Isser Gavra. The Pashtus is a totally different thing. Pashtus is that a Seuda is enough of a Heker by separating the Seudas together, and the Rambam is concerned about Basar Bein Hashinayim. By the way, we're going to have to go back to the Gemara. Mitzvah Hashem, next Chabura, next week, what we're going to do is how does it fit back to the Gemara Basar Bein Hashinayim? According to the way we're setting it up right now, so then Basar Bein Hashinayim is better according to the Rambam. But on the other hand, there are parts of the Gemara that are difficult to Rambam. So Mirtz Hashem, we're going to discuss that B'siyata D'Shmaya next week. I'll take this opportunity to discuss in terms of scheduling where the Chabura for only a short while is falling behind the Daffin. So just to be clear, last week was Kuf Dalid, this week is Kuf Hei, so we touched a little on Kuf Hei. But next week we're going to still be on Kuf Hei. Because Kuv Vav and Kuv Zayin are the sugyas of Netilas Yudayim. So we're going to have, in Mirtz Hashem, one Chabura on Netilas Yudayim. And then that will bring us essentially up to date. And so we'll fall behind 1 week next week you might be working already on the Gemara of Netilas Yudayim. We'll be 1 week behind you in terms of Chabur, and the Chabur will be on Kuf Hei Amid Aleph. It's possible that Rav Gidon will give the Chabur and Netil Sidaim, and then we'll jump in, and there'll be one Chabur and Netil Sidaim, even though that's two Dapim worth, and then we'll continue on with Bas B'chal. By the way, I'd like to hear feedback from the Tzibur. I am definitely interested in hearing your Chaburis as well, just like I was interested in hearing Avram's Pshat and many other Pshatim. And most of the time, when I'm not interested in hearing your chat, you were right as well, like Mordechai was, like Benjamin was today. So at the end of the day, I'd like to hear feedback from the chevra if they'd be interested in every once in a while the fellows giving chaburas, let's say once a month, and so on, or you'd prefer just to keep it the structure the way we have it now. I'm game in both directions. We'll hear you also during Seder. Yes, Benjamin.
For the Rambam and for Tosos, for all of them, it seems that the Rambam is basically saying that there's a difference between Ofen Basar, while Tosos is saying there's a difference. Sorry, for the Rambam, there's a difference between vino first, and that's the main difference. And for Tosfos, the main difference is that Ofer is a basar.
Right.
But for, let's say, for the Rambam, in the case of why should it be different between vina and then basar and vina and then Of? Like, vina and then Ofer says you need nothing, vina and then basar, and then the same thing for Tosfos. Why is there a difference between basar and vina and.
Rav Gidon and I spent a lot of time trying to work that out. In other words, let me just formulate what Rabbi Yamin is asking. He's asking like this. He's asking, if we're right, Rav Soloveitchik is right, that the Rambam's Shita is that it becomes a Chefza of Basar B'Cholav, if that's what's going on, so then I would have expected that even when you have a case of Of V'Cholav, so there, what did the Rambam say? The Rambam said, Of v'chalav, so he said sheisho. So let me rephrase that. When you have, I meant to say gvino basar. When you have gvino basar, then the Rambam said kinu achen hadacha. So if the vart is that becomes one chetza basar b'chalav, so then I would have expected. Then also, you would have expected that you need sheishos.
But didn't Rabbi say earlier in the
shir
that
Gvino
was stuck in
the Shinai? Oh, so you're going to have to say, so you were bothered by something else? Let me just answer that question. So that you have to say that at the end of the day, even though it becomes a Chefza of Basar B'Cholav, the Chefza of Basar B'Cholav is going to be dependent on what the Chshash is. That at the end of the day, when it comes to Basar and Gvina, so then Basar and Gvina, there you have Basar and Shinayim, then its mamish becomes Chefza Basar B'Cholav. The same would be in regards to Ofu Gvina. However, if you have it in your hands, so then it's not the same Chefza Basar B'Cholav. The Chefza Basar B'Cholav is going to be removed with Kinuach and Adacha. But if you take a look at the Rav Shiurim, the Rav seems to suggest that Kinuach and Adacha is in the realm of the Bali Tosos, because all you need is the heker part in Avram's words, or the Isser Gavra. The moment in which you create a Chetzah Basar B'Cholav, then in such a case you need 6 hours. So that's where the Rav's Mahalach is not as smooth, but that would be the Pshat. But you asked me something else.
The Rambam says that there's uniformity between Basar and Gvina, and then Ofer and Gvina.
Right.
So then there should also be uniformity between Gvina and Basar and Gvina for Ofer, and there isn't. It should be the same thing. If there's an Isser God, if there's an
Isser Chefza,
you say that Gvino Basar, there is no Isser Chefza,
right?
Because of that, then why is it lower?
Right, right.
The Oath makes no difference.
Right. What? Just for everybody else, to make it clear for everybody else, you're asking, if we're going to say that it becomes a Chefza of Isser, so then if you're going to say by Gvino and Basar you need Kinuach and Adacha, so then you should say that by Gvino and the Oath you should also need Kinuach and Adacha as well. Right.
Just in Basar, Gvina, Basar. If they say it's all about the Gavra, about having a hecker, so then I understand that we're not going to apply that on Derabanan, Ofer and Gvina, or Gvina and Ofer. But then in Basar, Gvina, and Gvina, Basar, why should there be a difference? One needs Sura Husi, one you only need Kinoa.
Oh, so that's going to come back to what we had said, that it could be that that according to Tosos, the hecker is going to be easier to adjust based on the likelihood of the chashash.
Yeshua.
I don't want to hold everybody else. Everybody knows what we're going to be doing in Mirtzah Hashem. In Mirtzah Hashem, next week we're doing Kuvav, and the Chabura will focus on the Sugya Basar Bein Hashinayim. I was negligent this week about writing out Mara Mekomos. Bli Neder, next week I'll write out exactly the Mara Mekomos on the Sugya Basar Bein Hashinayim. Yeshua.
What's the difference between Doraisa and Doravana at the end of the day? As in, that is the